extract.
So how about it, America? You getting ready to roll into Cyber Monday? Isn't it crazy how big that's become? I hope you had a wonderful holiday, and it is the season, after all. It is the eating season. I think it really starts back at Halloween, but it just starts to crescendo or build up as we get through Hanukkah and Christmas and then ultimately the new year. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the buzz in the backyard is about stuff. Oh, we got all kinds of numbers for you, like Congress's new low, like the number of troops that won't be in Afghanistan come December 31st, 2014, especially with Hamid Karzai digging his heels in and not signing the bilateral agreement for some reason. Wait, I agreed to this deal, but you know you cannot have my John Hancock. So we'll talk about that. We'll also dive into the latest on Obamacare. For a few days, people were talking about turkeys of a different sort and parades, but it didn't take long to flip the switch and go back to health care, because now there are a lot of people that for the first time are getting health care, but they're getting the bill for the health care, or they're getting cancellation notices, and then it all comes back to the pesky website. And what will it do to the Democrats' chances in 2014 for those midterm elections? The website now, supposedly, is close to being near perfect. Remember, the Obama folks thought they'd have 7 million people enrolled through healthcare.gov. But at the way they're going right now, people who know how to crunch the numbers are saying, no, that's not quite happening. It's falling way, way short of that. I've got an unbelievable amount of email from so many of you about your gripes with Obamacare. And what I love is you label yourself to me as a Democrat. I was a Democrat. Now I can't even stand it. I'm upset. Or a Republican. But I can't believe the amount of mail that we're getting from people who say they're Democrats, and some saying they're not going to stop being a Democrat, but they're furious over Obamacare. So are there successes in the middle of this? Are there things we just aren't hearing about? Or is it all about the low numbers, the problems, and ultimately premiums that are three times what they were before? And you can imagine over a holiday weekend, there were a lot of people that were still trying to log into healthcare.gov because they had a little bit of time to mess around with it. And we know that the employer mandate affects people who get insurance through their jobs, but that's delayed until 2014. And if you wanted to be sinister about it, you could say, well, of course it was delayed because that would be past the midterm elections. So why not wait instead of having a problem? And at this point, with the trust in government really low, with the approval rating for Congress at 6%, wow, what happens if it gets to zero? What happens if it's nobody? Anybody polled says they don't have confidence in Congress. What does that say? What is the Republican solution, though? What's going to be an interesting date to watch, since we are now officially in December, do you believe it? What happened to the year? December 13th is the deadline for the budget. You know, remember the budget that we didn't have? That's the deadline to get all of that in order. And you would have to assume that the Democrats are going to do what they have to do because they don't want to have problems with the budget and add more fuel to the fire. And the Republicans, on the other side of that, and maybe it's really the Republicans don't want problems with the budget because they need to keep the issue of Obamacare and problems at the forefront of everyone's mind if they're going to capitalize on it in an election year. Anybody who's an election strategist knows that. You got to come up with the weak parts of your opponents. You got to come up with the issues where you can win the issues and you can take especially a huge controversy and absolutely spin it in your favor. And there are seven retiring senators. Seven retiring senators. But what's interesting is, as I heard today, something I was watching and I thought, aha, that's exactly what I was talking about last week. The Senate is getting much more conservative. Much more conservative. So coming up this hour, we will take you on a trip through the NFL because we do that nail the score thing. There's only 4 weeks of football, NFL football, left in the regular season. Do you believe it? Also, in our next segment, we trip into the mailroom and check the flood of emails that I got over the past weekend and the last couple of days of last week and the holiday week, most still centering around frustrations over, frankly, Obamacare and what's happened personally to whoever it was that was writing the email. That's what's interesting about this. For the first time in a long time, other than immigration, since I've been doing America Tonight, people are really saying, this is about me. It's like the pictures people take, the selfies they call them. Here's the selfie portrait. People who are getting jammed up in the wallet do not like affordable health care. Because whether they had a crappy policy, a so-called crappy policy or not, they can't afford a premium that's 3 times more, and then the deductible. They're not even thinking about the deductible in one way. It's about what do I have to pay monthly, because I have to pay it. So otherwise it gets canceled, and then I get a fine, and then whatever happens from there. Especially if you have children, because there's where it really goes up. How many kids, how much are you paying for that? So some of the enrollments are up, and some are showing not much of a bump whatsoever. The states that are embracing Obamacare as far as signups, Kentucky, New York, and California. That's the three. The three biggest. In Maryland, they're questioning whether they're going to have enough. The goal was to sign up 800,000 during the first year, and it's looking like they're having a hard time getting that. The three states I mentioned, they already have plenty. They already have plenty. And some are just seeing the application process really roll. In Colorado, they're way below their worst case projections. The lowest level mid-November enrollment projection was 11,108, the middle range over 20,000, the highest 30,000. They are nowhere near that. Nowhere near that. They're barely at 2,000. Woo! Check in the mailbag next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Our next segment here on America Tonight, we're going to talk with the author of a movie that came out that a lot of people saw. Now, I always say if you go to the movies, because we do a cheap movie review, send me your movie review to americatonight.net. So we'll do our cheap movie review. We do our cheap movie review at the end of the week. And Homefront was a movie that came out to pretty good accolades, actually. A lot of people giving it the thumbs up. And, you know, we had the author on, Chuck Logan, and he is one of our re-racks that you're going to let you hear, because I had a lot of requests for that where they missed the tail end of it and they didn't hear what he was saying about, geez, your book gets turned into a screenplay and Sylvester Stallone writes it. And what were the characters like when you take a book and then you make it into a screenplay? Well, usually what happens, it's like your book on steroids, because you have to miss some of the meaty parts of a book to try to make it interesting on the screen. So it's never quite the same. It's like when everybody was critical of Tom Hanks playing Captain Phillips in the movie, you know, remember, kidnapped by Somalian pirates, and then the crew was saying, oh, that's not really what happened, and that was exaggerated. Well, of course it was, because that's what happens when you adapt for the screen. There's going to be a big difference, and things are going to be exaggerated somewhat. when you make that leap from the novel, from the printed word to in a book to what becomes the screenplay to ultimately what ends up on the screen. All right, I said we were going to check the mail, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Andrew G., who says, Kate D., how you doing? Hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. I am so tired of hearing about Obamacare. I'm just sick to death of it. And part of the reason, I guess, is because I'm really disappointed. I believed in this man. I was excited for his presidency. Let's be real. Could you really have voted for McCain and Palin? Or would you really have voted for Romney, especially Romney? Romney running the country? I don't think so. And I still don't regret that because I am upset by Obamacare. I am upset by some of the nonsense that has happened out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but I still could not go with the alternative. Having said that, it is so distressful to see what is happening to so many people I know, and I don't understand. It depends on who I listen to. I'll flip on one station, and they are accusing the Republicans of doing a hatchet job on affordable health care and saying it's the best thing ever. How could people deny other people health care in this nation? And then you hear other people saying that it's crippling people, that they can't afford it, that they're trying to make decisions on what they should do and whether or not they should just take a fine versus getting something they can't afford. And what about catastrophic? And even then, it's unaffordable. In fact, I've heard some of those people call your show, and it breaks my heart. For me, it's gone up a little bit, but not quite to the level that other people are saying. However, I'm always leery of what goes up is going to go up, then up, and up, and up. It never seems to go in the opposite direction. And I don't think we can trust that it's, oh, all going to just work out. I don't believe so. I think it's a big blunder, and there were too many mistakes made. It's too bad, because we do all deserve or should be offered and have a shot at getting affordable health care. But this ain't the deal, sister. All right, so Andrew's saying the same thing that a lot of people have said when they've emailed or called, that they're, and again, identifying themselves as Democrats or independents or something else, or not even throwing in a label, but saying that they're seeing what's happening to other people and they just don't like it. They just don't like it. What's interesting, too, is over this week where we're really kicking off the whole Thanksgiving and being thankful and heading into the religious holidays, whether you're Jewish or some other faith or Christian of different denominations where it's Christmas, the cardinal, Timothy Dolan, who's pretty popular Catholic cardinal, popular Archbishop of New York, said on Sunday that the Catholic Church is opposed to Obamacare because it requires businesses to offer health insurance plans that include contraception. So, you know, this is part of that, the whole sticking point for so many. And Dolan says that the church position is a tough one because they've supported affordable and comprehensive health care since the 1990s. And they say, you know, he was actually on Meet the Press, one of the talking head shows, the political shows over the weekend, and he said that we've been in a tough place. We're not coming late to this party. That's how far we go in this battle. This is not anything new. And he warned that the president's, including the contraception mandate and the health law, might push aside some of his biggest supporters. Well, you know, here's the thing with Dolan's comments, though. For the president, this is his second term. And so the second term, other than riding the coattails and what's the legacy going to be and all of that, the deep down, the president is not concerned about the concerned about what this Catholic Archbishop of New York says. I don't believe that. He would be if it were a time where he was running, but he's not running at this point. So we see that there's lots and lots of different angles to this as to why people are not happy with it. All right, quickly, I want to go to a few quick ones. Here's Mary, who's listening to us in Michigan. And Mary says, hi, Kate. I've listened to the show for a long time. I have to tell you, I've really been open-minded about this. I believe everybody should have affordable health care, but this policy stinks. It's made my insurance go up threefold. That's not exaggerating. I'm really good at math, and it's very depressing to me because it is unaffordable. I'm not the only one. I've checked with my neighbors, and we're talking about people of all ages and different situations, whether single or whether they're married, no children, or they have children. I really haven't come across people in my world that really say it's an incredible thing, and they are so excited about it. I wish I could, but I can't say that I found anyone. And trust me, I'm very social. I talk to a lot of people. So I wanted to pass that on to you. The people of Michigan that I know anyway are not happy with Obamacare. Naturally, another Obamacare comment, too. This is from Arch. And Arch says, I've looked at this so many different ways. I've listened to the many people that you have had on the show, from doctors to insurers to business owners and policymakers. I just don't understand where these people are coming from when they say that Obamacare is a good thing and everybody deserves affordable health care, and this is how they're getting it. I truly think they just try to shove it through as fast as they could to get it passed, and then figured the problems would sort themselves out. And this seems to be what the standard operating procedure is for the Obama White House, and it's a mistake. Well, it does seem like they just, okay, we're not, remember Hillary Clinton couldn't do this. Remember when that happened in the 90s, in the early 90s. So if we want to get it through, there's opposition, look at the numbers. Let's just get it through. It's stuffed with a lot of things, and then we'll take out the things we don't like. We'll come to compromises. We'll work it out. And then eventually we'll have this law that we really like, that people really embrace of all different backgrounds, because there's something in it for everyone. And I think that's where the misstep was. There's something in it for everyone. It's an individual deal healthcare is. It's very personal as to what kind of healthcare you have and what's available to you, actually. So it's not a one size fits all, but they know that. But that's been the problem with healthcare.gov, and that's been the problem with the reactions from a lot of doctors who simply can't sustain it, don't want to sustain it, want to move on to other things. So people are losing some. Are losing their general practitioners, the family doc going by the boards. All right, stay with us. Homefront next.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Chance to get a sneak peek and watch Homefront. It's terrific. One of my favorite guys is in it, Jason Statham, and also James Franco's in it, so that's a double dose for me. And just the premise of the movie is so well done. Jason Statham plays Phil Broker, who is a widowed ex-DEA agent, and he ends up going to, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but he ends up going to a southern town for the sake of his young daughter, 10-year-old daughter. There are a whole bunch of crazy things that happen to him, and guess who's involved? A drug lord named Gator. James Franco plays Gator. Now, the person who wrote those books, and I have read many of them, is with us. He's in our virtual green room, Chuck Logan. And, boy, what a great Thanksgiving for him. A movie's coming out. It's been promoted all over the place. Hey, Chuck, happy Thanksgiving. And, man, you got to be psyched about Homefront coming out on the big screen all over the place.
It's been like a real whirlwind. You know, Wednesday we were in Las Vegas, you know, at Planet Hollywood, and got to meet all the folks. And now, you know, like there's media cooking all over, and the movie hits all the screens on the day before Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm pretty excited.
All right, so this is a character you love, you created, and you know, when you write, and everybody has a different process, but you write, you invent this, it comes out, you know, your novels come out, and this is right in the same vein of so many of the ones that you've written in the past. I mean, this is your wheelhouse for sure, but what is it like to actually have it optioned and then actually make it to the big screen?
odds are astronomical. I think my agent just was quoted in an article saying, of every million books published, several thousand will get optioned, and of those, only a few tens will actually make it to the big screen. So I'm lucky in that respect. And, Sylvester Stallone and Millennium Pictures optioned this twice before, and the options expired. So when it came around a third time last year for an option, I was kind of jaded because this had happened to me with a number of other books. And then suddenly they greenlighted it, and, it's had a tonic effect on certainly my writing career. I was kind of languishing around here. I thought this series was kind of dead, and I'd moved on to try some other stuff. So I'm, from a personal standpoint, I'm wildly enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, so once it happens, and Sylvester Stallone, he's doing it, he's doing the screenplay. Did you have any collaborating with Stallone? Did you talk to him about the character, any of that kind of stuff?
No, not really. I mean, you have to be very realistic about it. Fiction writing and cinema are two totally different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And, fiction writers sit alone and dream stuff up. And if you're going to read my book, I'm going to try to induce you into this kind of dream, and you're going to have to use your imagination. Well, that's mm-hmm. all that's spelled out in a cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So there's hundreds of people involved in making a movie, not one guy sitting in a little room in Minnesota, typing.
Mm-hmm. Were you excited that in fact, Jason Statham ended up playing the lead character? Do you think that was a good mix?
Well, a lot changes. They make some economies, and a lot of the characters that are in the book aren't in the movie. But what's interesting about Statham, I mean, I'm not a big action film guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm an old guy, loud noises bother me. I had a bit part in an action movie in the 60s called, Vietnam. So, I tend to stay away. But it seems that, in the last movie he made, Redemption, he's experimenting with doing more dramatic roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that about him. And what you look for in an adaptation is does the movie stay faithful to the spirit of the book? And the strong family, story of a father taking care of his kid is preserved, in the movie, and a lot of the backstory that was in the original book. Like, I have some cop friends who are just tickled that one scene we figured out, how to set up exploding light bulbs to take out a meth lab. They were just tickled when they saw a private screening that was still in there. So those touches are really kind of cool.
Do you, you say you have cop friends, so do you pick their brain a little bit, and do they sometimes, something they'll say gives you an idea for something that you're writing in whatever form it takes?
Well, whatever I do, for instance, if you read a book or saw a TV show or a movie about what you do, you'd immediately pick out the stuff that didn't sound true, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so I always, run stuff by pros. And so that's why I do a lot of research, and so they're very useful. If I'm writing about an ex-cop or a cop scenario, I'm talking to a lot of cops. First thing is I say, look, I'm not a reporter. I make this stuff up, it's very helpful. We had a whole gang of cops come to this private screening we had in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And as you watch their reactions, did it make you feel pretty good about the movie itself?
Oh, they loved it. I talked to some younger people in the audience, and they said, Chuck, they said, this is a medium action movie. I said, okay. And they said, it's also a thoughtful action movie because the language was amped up. Well, let me put it this way. If you read Homefront, it's a psychological thriller. The menace builds slowly until it breaks into open conflict. And at the end of the book, maybe, 6-8 shots are fired? Well, in the movie, it's 600-800, 1,000? I mean, it's
endless.
Different. It's action movies are not aimed at old guys like me. They're aimed at a younger audience, and they sort of have grown up on this sort of venue, and so I sort of needed some advice. Where does this fit into the mix? And they said, no, this is good. This is a thoughtful movie. It's got more than, there are some people out there who, there's a lot of bloodthirsty couch potatoes who object to any dramatic stuff in an action movie. They want Statham kicking and punching and blowing things up for 90 straight minutes, you know, and this movie takes a step back from that. There's a little dramatic relief in it. And some good performances, especially. I was real surprised by Kate Bosworth. She really nailed that part. I was impressed with her.
She did. She did do a great job. I watched it with my husband, and he said, it's funny that you picked that out. He said, boy, she's not, Kate, he called her, she's not Kate Light anymore. Because, of course, she came out, she was good looking, and, you know, the whole surfing thing. But she was great in that, yeah. I agree. The when the movie, you know, you get the call, then they're doing the movie, and finally it happens. Did you at all want to go to the set, or did you go to the set, or no?
I think probably the etiquette in that situation is that you know, you're a spare set of wheels, and you get in the way unless you're invited.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just stood back and watched and waited for it to develop.
Yeah. From the time that your agent called you, and it definitely this time got the green light, and then Sylvester Stallone gets a hold of it, does the adaptation, they cast the picture and whatnot. From that time to now it's finally being released, how long was that process?
A little over a year. I think they started filming in early October in 2012.
Mm.
And I think they wrapped in February of 2013.
Yeah. What do, first, your family deals with you writing books and getting some critical acclaim, which is neat. And, you know, you love what you do. Obviously, you can feel that in your books, I think, when you read them. So now all of a sudden you've got this picture that comes out. What are the people around you saying?
Well, everybody goes a little giddy, you know, when you have a major motion picture made.
Yeah.
You know, but the real thing that's happened is the book has been reissued by HarperCollins with movie stars on the front, right? And that comes out in stores tomorrow. And suddenly I'm talking to editors, and when I was at the premiere, I was talking to a couple of producers, and they're asking you, what are you working on now? And that, for somebody who was sort of out in the cold, I dug in my heels and I decided I was going to write. I had this e-book coming out like in early December called Fallen Angel, which is about a wounded female helicopter pilot, you know, that comes home from Iraq. And there's a whole thriller story. But it's set in the world of psychologically and physically wounded veterans. Well, that didn't have a whole lot of commercial appeal. And I just said, well, I'm going to write it. Somebody should write about this. And so I was sort of working on that, and then out of nowhere, literally like a skyhook, this thing came along, and it's like a runaway train and just took me away. And so now suddenly all these options are appearing, which just tickles me, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. So you Fallen Angel comes out, this book comes out, again, re-released with the movie stars on the front, as you said. And do you have another project already in the wings after that, too, or no?
I'm talking about maybe doing a prequel broker novel when he's, you know, you have these two sort of scenario tracks now. You have people that read the books, and Broker's getting kind of old in the books chronologically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, he's this younger guy. So I thought, why not do a story about him when he's a young single cop just getting started?
Mm.
And so that's one idea. The other thing I really want to do is do a book with the daughter as a teenager, as the protagonist, but that can wait a while. So I have a couple of ideas to bookend the series.
Yeah, I like it. I like I like to see him in the beginning. That'd be cool, too, and then see what happens with the daughter as well. Chuck, what a delight to talk to you. It's an exciting time for you, Chuck Logan, and the book is going to be re-released, as you heard Chuck say, Homefront. Pick it up. Go watch the movie. It comes out on Wednesday in wide release. Chuck, hopefully we'll talk to you again down the line, and continued success.
Yeah, and anybody wants to, you know, find more links and stuff, just have them go to ChuckLogan.com, and there's lots of
All
stuff
right.
there to look at.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kate.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Takes the snap, sets up, looks and looks and looks and looks. And now he's going to wheel one down. It picked off by the Colts. Freeman, Jarrell Freeman goes to the ground with a Colts third interception of the day. Jarrell Freeman did it. And with 24 seconds left to go, the Colts are within one of clinching the AFC South.
Sends everybody back to stroke, gets it off. And a quick hit by Rose, breaks the tackle. 10-5. Touchdown, Miami. What a read by Tannehill. What a catch by Mike Rose. Oh,
hurts to the near side. Pulls back. He steps up. He is firing. Complete. Touchdown. Hurts. His second of the game.
He stacks the line of scrimmage. Single coverage on 18 wide left and Decker wide right. We'll see if Manning goes there. He does. Fade route. Decker. Right corner. The end zone. Decker's got it. Denver touchdown. Marcus Cooper beaten again on the play. You can see it from here. And Manning and Decker for the fourth time today.
Denver's low. They scoop it up. The kick is up. And the kick is good. The game is over. 3 minutes into overtime. The Atlanta Falcons drive a dagger into the heart of the Buffalo Bills and their fans with a three-point overtime win over the Bills. Incredible.
And he takes the snap. They're rushing four. Steps, turns and launches one. He's got Cecil. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Touchdown, Jaguars.
Now the Leffler is the long snapper. He gets blocked home. Snap spot. Right-footed kick is up. And it is a walk-off winner for Blair Walsh. The third in his career. And the Minnesota Vikings have defeated the Chicago Bears 23-20. As owner Ziggy Wilf. Look at Ziggy. At the 50, runs on the field, pumping his fists in the air.
RG3 out of the gun. 1:31 to go. Can they convert fourth down again? He drops back the pass. He throws it off to the right. He completes it on the right side. And the ball stolen by Will Hill. He took it out of the receiver's hand. He forces the turnover, and the Giants are going to win. He took it right out of the hands of Marshawn. He runs.
NFL. Wow, what a weekend. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Oakland Raiders on Thursday in the sandwich game because there was three games. So they went 7-5 in the NFC East. And then the Eagles, with Nick Foles having a tremendous day, they beat Arizona 24-21 on Sunday. So now they're also 7-5. That sets up, perhaps, it's looking like the game, the final game of the season between those two clubs in Dallas as the do or die get into the playoffs by winning the East, which has been a really brutal, brutal conference if you look at it throughout the season. It's the NFC least, certainly, but those two are the two that are emerging. That's not the top storyline, though. I think one of them is the fact that Carolina, the Panthers, are smoking hot. They've won 8 straight games, and of course they beat Tampa Bay, and they slaughtered them as they should have. Tampa Bay's not a great team, 27-6, but it just... they just continue to roll and pick up necessary wins. And then the big game on the night was, or later in the day anyway, was the fact that Denver got by Kansas City 35-28. But, you know, Peyton Manning was intercepted twice. And was it a question of Kansas City blowing opportunities? I think part of that was that. But the Broncos are just moving closer and closer to the playoffs as well. And then there were a couple of other things there in between. Some last-minute finishes, possible comebackers that didn't happen. New England gets by Texas 34-31. Texas has lost 10. They're miserable, awful. You know there's going to be probably 6 coaches fired in all. The Jets were awful against Miami in front of the New York crowd. They had to switch quarterbacks even, which is crazy. Rex Ryan just had enough of Geno Smith. Nothing was happening. He tried to stick with him as long as he could, and nothing is going the way of the Jets. They're now 5-7. The Dolphins, with all the controversy surrounding them, are 6-6. So how about that? They just keep doing what they have to do and not paying attention to, I guess, all the swirl around them. And as I said, Geno Smith out of the game. Matt Sims, who's Phil Sims' kid, came in to start the second half, and He certainly wasn't having anything happen for him right either. He was 9-for-18, 79 yards, an interception. He was sacked 3 times, but Smith was being booed so loud he couldn't even hear yourself think in that stadium at the MetLife Stadium. So Matt, it was another crazy week in the NFL. I mean, is it parity in the AFC or what? Because the AFC, I think, is the superior division right now, conference, rather.
Yeah, I'd definitely say that. And, I mean, just look at there's a lot of crazy stuff that happened in football in general. We already talked about college football earlier, but now the NFL, I mean, the game that was on in my household was the Vikings game, of course. And in overtime, we had the Vikings kick a game-winning field goal that got called back on a penalty. Then the Bears miss the game-winning field goal, which they kicked on second down from 47 yards out. I don't understand that. And then you have the Vikings kicking again and winning. So, I mean, there was just some crazy stuff happening. And I think the most surprising things to me, and we've talked about this from week to week, when you look at the records, I mean, Houston Texans, 2-10 after making the playoffs last year. Atlanta Falcons, 3-9. And then on the bright side, Carolina Panthers at, 9-3?
Yeah.
I think those three teams right there are just absolutely, I mean, I don't think anybody would have picked Carolina to be as good as they are right now, especially after the start they had, too. They didn't start that well. It was the Vikings, the big blowout win they had against them that kind of propelled them into this. And I don't know, there's a lot of parity. Like you said, there's a couple elite teams in each division. I feel like that way. And then there's several teams with these poor records, and I think this year you're going to see some 8-8 teams make the playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, which seems ridiculous, but that's what it's going to come down to when you is look at the standings and you see by the process of elimination that you have a couple of those superior teams for sure that get in, and then some of the weak teams that should never be there are going to make it in. And, you know, it's also a question of, in a couple of these cases, where what is going on with the offense? It's like Indianapolis, they have Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was having a rough day of it. Really, the Colts were able to score their points because of Adam Vinatieri, who's the oldest guy kicking in the league right now. But thank goodness they have him, or they wouldn't have been able to pick up the win that they picked. He made up five field goals and even hit an NFL record. He matched it with four 40-plus yard field goals in one game. So it's strange how some of these have unfolded. Indy is now a three-game lead over the Titans. They're 8-4. They've got four left, and so will they wrap up yet another AFC South title? It would be their 8th in 11 seasons, and they probably will, but it certainly hasn't been easy for them. They've had a bunch of different injuries and things they've had to deal with, but they still have the record in the end that pushes them over the top. And this is all goes into the fact that we do nail the score here on America Tonight, and it's on our last, it's the last night heading, or it's the, I shouldn't say it's the last night, it's the Wednesday into Thursday in the third hour. We'll be back doing that because of the holiday. We had a special time. But it's in our last two segments of the third hour, and it's so fun. And a lot of people either send us a guess or give us a call. And all you have to do is pick, once the team is announced, you pick who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And, boy, in the predicting business, it's been pretty tough to predict what's happening. I'll tell you one thing that happened. Matt, you were watching the Thanksgiving Day games. There was three of them. The night game was incredible. The Ravens beat the Steelers 22-20. But Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Steelers, actually had his foot out on the field while Jacoby Jones was running back what could have maybe been a touchdown. So he'll probably, they're reviewing the play. He should have been called for unsportsmanlike conduct, but he'll probably get a $100,000 fine, maybe, because there's precedence for that. That was one of the craziest things that happened. So there's oddball plays and wild things that have happened in the NFL this year, too, as well. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
56-yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.